We're good.
All right, we're officially out of closed session, back into our regular board meeting. And another item on the agenda is director's report. Anything else on that, Mike?
Yeah, on the director's report, the first item I've got is Rita has some updates for NatCon.
I sent out the information on the restaurant for Monday night dinner. You're the only one I didn't hear from if you were going or not. But I made reservations, so hopefully you can.
That's the end of April, right?
Yeah, that one is on Monday night, the 27th. And hopefully you've got your flights booked already, or.
I'm not going this year.
If not, you're not going, yeah.
It's just all Denver, right? It's not that far.
Yeah, so check in on the 25th, out on the 29th.
I'm flying home on that Tuesday night, so I'll cancel my Tuesday night hotel.
Tuesday night?
Yeah, because we have UAC the next day.
Okay.
So.
And flights, it looks like it's about 650 flights, so we can get you the, your reimbursement for those.
Okay.
Let me know, I'll fill those out.
I will double check my calendar, I'll respond to this week, okay?
Okay. Perfect, I think that's about it.
Okay.
All right, and then the only other thing is just on the director's report is we have multiple audits going on right now. Next Tuesday, we have a state audit, which used to be a site visit. However, with the legislative review that happened of the mental health system, and it was not just mental health authorities, but statewide as a whole. One of the pieces was that the state was too collaborative with mental health authorities, so that's the reason this has turned to an audit. Of course, like we talked about before, especially this audit, we're looking at an outside view. It's not something we really worry a whole lot on, and this one, based off the other ones, doesn't look like there's a high risk of chargebacks or anything of that nature, like with an HSAC or an IG. We also have the DHHS contract audit. The state's doing the contract audits as well. And then, of course, the ongoing Medicaid cost audits. And then CMS Medicaid fee-for-service, which is a random one that we're involved with right now, which is the services that we have provided and billed the ACO. So that audit is coming out as well. That's all.
That's a lot.
Yeah, the audits that the Medicaid providers have is pretty extensive.
Are you pretty used to it by now?
Yeah, it's kind of ever since I've worked for Southwest, it's an ongoing thing. It's just something that like our SUD team, they get their own specific audits like 3 or 4 times a year, different ones from different entities. And this is the mental health one that's going on right now, and it's just something we're used to.
Oh, let me ask another question about using the building.
Yes.
Is it only during the daytime or is it in the evening?
No, in fact, it's usually preferred in the evenings.
Okay.
Because of course, the public area with our buildings, like the waiting rooms and things of that nature, is considered a public area. And then the treatment end of it is we can lock or close off and is considered more confidential. However, for confidentiality of clients waiting in the waiting room and stuff, we prefer it in the evening.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
The building design might have a big impact on how much we can use them. Maybe, and I don't know this, but that might be why some of the outlying counties don't use the building for public things quite as much, because the St. George building was built with that in mind so that the records and everything can be secured at night when these other groups come into the open areas. So I might just keep that in mind. And I don't know when, you know, what the command building's like or anything. That might have an impact on it.
Thanks. The big question would be the areas that they would have access to, like I said, in our outlying counties, is the room big enough?
I was thinking that same thing.
Because, yeah, Anguage, I know, is
yeah, we don't
super
even
small.
hardly hold any, like, even prevention-related meetings there anymore. You just can't fit people or classes, even our own classes. I mean, I think CNABs are a little bit bigger. They're like Beavers. There's two of them, so two separate ones. And
well, plus there's that kind of open area that would be not suited for something like that in the daytime, but it's pretty open. It's probably about almost the size of this.
Probably fit about a dozen people around a, probably a table like this-ish, but it might be kind of tight. I know in Painwich, it's like you get 8 to 10 people and you're like, that's just really tight.
Then we need Claustrophobics Anonymous.
I like my
closed space. Do an exposure therapy.
Anything else?
Nope, that's all I have.
Wow, you guys.
Motion to adjourn.
Done. Meeting's over. We won't tell Mike. Where is Mike today, by the way?
Disneyland.
Where?
Disneyland.